I want to welcome to the stage Scott Franklin. He's been here with us before, so a Project Drew alumnus. And he's going to share the song he wrote with Al Grossman.
I used to be a young, spry girl like Gretchen. Yeah, level's okay. The stool's a little crooked, but overall the level's good. Get it? All right. So, Al was a pretty interesting guy, and I talked to him for a while. And first of all, he told me that 5 months before he was born, his father died, and. And I thought, you know, then it took me a while to understand how that was possible, and then I figured it out. So then he tells me that was in December of 1920, and then I thought, oh my gosh, this is 2020. And the whole time I think I'm talking to a guy in his 60s that must be in his 70s or 80s, but looks like he's in his 60s. And then I said, wait. Anyway, so he was 98 years old, and I realized that's probably the I don't think I've ever talked to anyone that was 98 years old one-on-one before. If I did, I didn't realize it. So anyway, that in itself was amazing, and because he doesn't look or act 98, and I mean that in a good way. But he told me a story. The first story he said was the longest mission he ever went on in the Air Force, and he talked about, and I know I won't have all the details right, but he talked about how he was on a flight, and the way that they would fly, they'd be in formation, and not everybody had navigation and radar, I believe, or at least they didn't all have the coordinates of where they were supposed to go to. But the lead plane did, and that was the one when they would drop the bombs, and all the other planes would know that's their cue to drop bombs after the lead plane. And they went over a target a couple times, and the lead plane didn't drop the bomb. And so they went on to another target, and this one had quite a few anti-aircraft, I think that's correct. I think he said there was like 97 guns firing at them. And he got, his electricity was shot out. So he has no electricity on the plane. So he couldn't listen. He was no longer able to listen to iTunes. And just kidding. No electricity on the plane. But then next, he's down to 50 gallons. Now, he had to explain to me that 50 gallons of gas is not a lot in an airplane, because that's not something I quite understood. But he said 50 gallons is not enough. So he turned off the gas, but with the gas being off, now there's fumes, and the engine could actually ignite the fumes, and the whole plane could blow up. And so he had to turn the motors off. And that became, so essentially he glided the plane down. No electricity, no gas, no motors, no anything. He glided it like a giant glider. And that's called a dead stick landing, and he said he never met anyone in life that did a dead stick landing. And, you know, well, it got me to thinking, and I hope I have this right, because I thought I understood that Al's mother, raised him then without a father because of what happened when he was young, and I thought how, and if I'm wrong about that, then my whole song is shot. But I thought about, he talked about, you know, at night she would be doing all this work for the kids, and I thought, well, how about that? Like, late at night, how much power do you have left? How much fuel do you have left? And you're just kind of going, and really the only thing you have is, power from above to get you through. And how late at night? It's kind of like his mother was in a dead stick landing, like she was just, So I tried to tie those two together.